Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I think every American should be upset about this.
Allies of Donald Trump rallied around the former president after the FBI raided his Florida home. The search is reportedly connected to documents Trump took from the White House at the end of his term. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy accused the Department of Justice of weaponizing politics.
And it's not just me saying this. You got the Democrat former governor of New York, Cuomo, upset about it. You've got the Democrat who ran for president, Yang, upset about it.
However, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a possible GOP presidential contender in 2024, had a different take.
It's fair game, and you just have to display probable cause to a federal judge, and you have reason to believe there are contents within that safe that would assist in proving a violation of the law.
A federal appeals court ruled Tuesday the House Ways and Means Committee can obtain his tax returns from the IRS, which Trump has refused to make public. Meanwhile, new polling from Monmouth University found the House January 6 investigation has not moved the needle on Trump's favorability, which stands at 40%. In Tuesday's primaries, in Connecticut, three Republicans are vying to challenge Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal. Results are not expected soon, as counting there is handled on a town-by-town basis. In Vermont, Democrat Brenda Sigel will face incumbent Republican Phil Scott in the governor's race. Congressman Peter Welch is projected to win Vermont's Democratic Senate primary in the race for retiring Senator Patrick Leahy's seat. In Wisconsin, the Democratic primary to face Republican Senator Ron Johnson in the fall is expected to go to Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And the GOP primary to face Democratic Governor Tony Evers is too close to call between Trump-backed Tim Michaels and former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish. The CHIPS and Science Act was signed into law, which U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo says will help create a semiconductor ecosystem in the United States.
Our over-reliance on foreign manufacturers is a real vulnerability. But as has been said, that's going to change.
The White House says the measure will lower costs, create jobs, and strengthen supply chains. Some Republicans supported the $280 billion measure, while others argued it would raise taxes and worsen inflation.
We're showing the world the United States of America can still do big things.
President Joe Biden formalized U.S. support for Finland and Sweden to join NATO as the two countries seek to bolster security as Russia invades Ukraine. More monkeypox vaccine is being used as the government tries to boost its limited supply. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
While additional vaccine effectiveness studies are underway, we at CDC are very much recommending that people who get vaccinated continue to take steps to protect themselves from infection, especially if they have only had a single dose.
There are nearly 9,000 cases of monkeypox nationwide. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eTrust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.